app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Rescue and recovery operations continue in Florida in the aftermath of Hurricane Milton. Chad Cronister is the Hillsborough County Sheriff.
There's cars underwater. Some homes are completely underwater. All you see is the apex of the house. Again, please, I'm asking that you say a prayer for this community here because they've lost everything.
CBS's Tom Hansen picks up the story from there.
Cleanup efforts across hard-hit Hillsborough County are underway as Floridians continue to grapple with the destruction and flooding left behind from Hurricane Milton. The Alafaya River swallowed streets, lawns, and yards, leaving roofs of nearby homes peeking out from its floodwaters. On Friday afternoon, the river rose to a record 23 feet.
Former President Donald Trump spoke of migrant crime in Aurora, Colorado yesterday, even as the city's own Republican mayor called those claims false. And Democrats weren't happy either. CBS's Sarah Herbakowitz reports.
Leading state Democrats shared their frustration with Trump's comments on Aurora even before the rally began. Senator Hickenlooper, Congresswoman DeGette, and Congressman Crow all highlighting Aurora's strengths and backing Harris's immigration policies.
What Donald Trump is doing is victimizing some of the most vulnerable people in our community. And it's wrong. It's dangerous.
Vice President Harris spoke to Republican supporters in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Those people who fight for democracy, who fight for freedom, who fight for a life in which they can have opportunity, they hold us up and they hold us out as a model.
If elected, Harris vows to have a Republican in her cabinet and a bipartisan team of advisors. Boeing plans to cut 10% of its workforce, or about 17,000 positions globally, as a machinist strike continues. KIRO's Madeline Ottilie reports.
S&P has placed Boeing on credit watch negative, with the likelihood its credit rating could drop by the end of the year.
The company being downgraded is a signal that the company's ability to pay its debt is decreasing.
The company also faces production delays, but on the picket line, the goal has never been clearer.
We're fighting till the end. Either we'll get a good contract or maybe Boeing gets what they want and all the experience leaves and retires.
Hundreds gathered in central Tel Aviv's Hostages Square on Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement.
We say that we are sorry for things that have happened in the last year and ask for forgiveness from our friends, from God. And this year there's a lot to be sorry for.
This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice5G and start saving today.
You can support your natural defenses, increase wellness, and propel your health to the next level in 100 days. If everyday life is a struggle, you have concerns on viral activity, or need a general shift to greater wellness, visit Family Natural Foods today. All natural products can increase immunity, bolster your first lines of defense, and help you thrive in today's fast-paced world. Enzyme Defense for Immune Health and Mucus Stop for Allergies and Congestion are on sale. Stop in today. See what Family Natural Foods can do for you. West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. You know where we are. I know you want to join us, but you can always tell your friends, relatives, and family to join us as well. If you think they may benefit, maybe they're not feeling well, maybe they have cancer. Maybe they have some disease that they're challenged with. There is a good deal of information on alternative medicine that can help. Yes, they may be on drugs, and the alternatives can help make those drugs more effective, less toxic, and get good results with even a smaller dosage. You don't have to give up your alternative medicine unless that's what your doctor has prescribed you to do. If they don't want you to take a alternative medicine, then that's where you and your doctor have to discuss as to why and whether or not you want to follow the directions of your physician. But that's something you work out with your doctor. But there is good research, excellent research, that shows that taking alternative medicines, natural botanical extracts, nutrients, vitamins, minerals, along with your medication, makes your medication far more effective, or might even take the place of your medication. Many people that have changed their lives, their complete lifestyles, and they have included a more healthy diet. They avoid sugar, reduce the carbohydrates, increase the quality of protein, the quality of fat. All that has created a more healthy diet and in turn provides better results, a healthier lifestyle, less pain, less immune problems, less infection. All those things are aided by alternative medicines with medication or without medication. So we discuss all those issues on the program, and all of the information that we provide for you, all the studies, all the science, all the issues, all the topics, all backed by science. I don't make it up. I don't give you my opinion very often. And when I do give you my opinion, I tell you that it's my opinion. Maybe there's no science that backs up my opinion. But sometimes I know what other people are doing, and it works for them. So I'm passing out that kind of information as well. Some people get phenomenal results, but yet everything is not explored scientifically. So some things are not heavily studied at this point. More and more is all the time. Like almost 25,000 studies on curcumin and what curcumin does. And it affects over 20 different indications, 20 different unhealthy conditions. Melatonin is just not for sleep. There's 28,000 studies on melatonin, not just for sleep, but as an anti-inflammatory, pain-relieving, antioxidant, immune enhancement, many, many other things as well. So these are the kind of things that are available to us. But do we use them? Not everybody does. I invite you to investigate on your own. Do some of your own homework. Go on Google and go onto the scientific websites like PubMed. And also, join us here. We're a good clearinghouse of information. We don't make decisions for you. We don't tell you what to do. And I don't tell you not to listen to your doctor. I don't tell you to stop your prescription drugs. Those are all things that you need to make a choice about. All of our lifestyle choices are our choices. We make the decision to do what we want to do on a daily basis. In some cases, we'll pay the price. It won't be a very good price to pay. Ill health, disease, depression, anxiety, whatever it might be. And then we can turn that around and add a good, healthy diet, exercise, good sleep. All these things roll in to make a better lifestyle and less disease, less illness, less infection. All those things are done by how you make choices. And today, here are my choices. We're going to talk about pea, spelled just like peas, P-E-A. It's an acronym for about a 21-letter word, far too much to pronounce. And why would you? When you could just call it P, P-E-A. for pain relief, and much, much more. This is a breakthrough on science. Then we'll talk about, ladies, you may have problems with perimenopause and the benefits of HIIT, HIT, which can last for years. What do you do about night cramps, leg cramps at night? Have you found a solution? Well, there is a solution. And then we're going to talk about one of the most healthiest snacks, walnuts. It's my snack for sure. Usually every night, I have a handful of walnuts, maybe some additional pecans before I go to bed at night. So be careful of what you buy online. It is getting to be a nightmare based on counterfeit products. I'll tell you more about that. It's a crime. And I don't know why somebody doesn't put a stop to it, because somebody's going to die. What is the processed meats? What do we call processed meats? And what constitutes processed meats? And why should you try to avoid it? And we'll talk about saffron, the most expensive spice in the world. Then we'll take a closer look at triglycerides, which are very unhealthy for your heart, and more. So we'll talk about PEA for pain and more. Wow, even if I spelt the word, it would take me a minute or two. And P does not mean green peas, but it's an acronym for a 21-letter word. It's naturally made in the body. It's naturally synthesized in the body, found in all tissues of the body, including the brain. It's found in foods. One of the primary sources is egg yolks and peanuts. PEA works through many different pathways in the body. I would just mention it as P. P-E-A. So let's just call it P. And what does it do? And what can you expect to benefit if you start taking P? Well, it reduces inflammation and swelling, blocks pain signals, protects cells against free radical damage, has direct and indirect antiviral, antibacterial effects, so infection, such as upper respiratory tract infection, antibacterial. Maybe you'll have a bladder infection, kidney infection. Now, I'm going to give you a list of the indications that P can have a positive effect on. Pain, exercise recovery, irritable bowel, IBS, TMJ, nerve pain, allergies, cold and flu, cognition, short-term memory loss, insomnia, all inflammation, chronic inflammation, all the itises, depression, anxiety, MS, multiple sclerosis, arthritis, autism, ADHD, obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD, macular degeneration, migraine headaches, PMS, urinary tract infections, atherosclerosis, stroke, obesity, neuropathy, ulcerative colitis, carpal tunnel syndrome, asthma, fatty liver disease, dementia, Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, metabolic syndrome, and long COVID. Wow. That is certainly something we need to investigate further. Some of the best research on P is for chronic pain relief. Researchers gave P to 600 people that were experiencing chronic pain who either didn't have enough great results with the standard treatments, so they added P on a daily basis, or they stopped the standard treatments for pain relief because of the side effects were so harmful that they only took P. After a month of P treatment, pain scores were reduced by at least 50%. 50%. For those taking P in combination or taking P alone, no matter what type of chronic pain was being treated, there was no adverse effects, no side effects when chronic pain was being treated for such conditions as diabetic neuropathy, osteoarthritis, back pain after failed surgical treatment, pinched nerves, chronic pain, cancer pain. Now, a partner for P is a serotopeptase, which is an enzyme. It's a proteolytic enzyme from silkworms, been used in Japan as an anti-inflammatory medication, used as a drug, but it's a natural enzyme. And they've been using this since the 1950s. And the benefits include reduced inflammation and swelling, thins the mucosal secretions, a mucolytic, breaks down blood clots, promotes wound healing by thinning fluids in inflamed areas and facilitating drainage. This almost sounds too good to be true. And usually I would say sometimes that's right. But this is true. The studies, the research, the science proves that it's extremely effective for chronic pain. Pain of any kind. Not just back pain or headache pain, but every kind of pain. It's an all-natural product. It's made in our bodies. It's a very special form of fat. So that's why it's found in egg yolks and peanuts, because of the fat content. So these are very, very powerful. As I mentioned, reduction of post-surgical swelling and pain and inflammation. Multiple studies on use after dental procedures, osteoarthritis, ear infections, swelling associated with sprains and strains, COPD, and chronic airway diseases. So these are very well treated with P. Now the dosages that were used in the studies, 300 to 600 milligrams daily of P, along with 10 to 20 milligrams of the enzyme. It's a fat-soluble nutrient, not very well absorbed. So by combining it with gamma-cyclodextrin, can help boost the absorption. Used for almost any health condition, but may be especially helpful for those very hard-to-treat nerve pain, neuropathy, TMJ, all those conditions that affect the nervous system. Consider combining with other natural anti-inflammatories including curcumin and boswellia. Curcumin and boswellia also have been shown to be very, very effective for chronic pain. Curcumin works on the COX-2 pathway. Boswellia works on the 5-Lux pathway. All of these are very effective for reducing pain. Yes, and you can use pea with curcumin and boswellia. What a great combination that would make. But give yourself, I like to say, give yourself 3 months. A lot of things can happen in 3 months. So you want to give yourself at least that period of time before you can judge the results of anything. If you take something for a few days or a week, or you try a bottle of something, that's not enough time to really gauge the results that you're looking for. Give it time. It's amazing. The body has to adjust over a period of time to see those results, to feel those results, to better from those results. So 300 to 600 milligrams daily. Usually it's in a 300 milligram capsule along with gamma cyclodextrin. So you take one or two capsules daily. Some alternative doctors recommend taking the dosage 300 or 600 milligrams before bedtime. I've not seen any reason why. I don't know the mechanism of action to determine that that is the best time. But that also is another way to see if you get better results. So keep in mind, PEA, 300 to 600 milligrams, along with 10 to 20 milligrams of the enzyme daily. That'll give you the best results over time. Now, ladies, what about perimenopause? A lot of women have problems in that area, especially perimenopause and depression. Perimenopause is a period of time of transition between a woman's reproductive years and menopause, which is the end of the menstrual cycle. Changing hormone levels can cause symptoms including hot flashes, night sweats, sleep problems, and vaginal dryness. New studies. Here's a new study, just recently come out, reports that perimenopause brings a 40% increased risk of depression. 40% increased risk of depression. Researchers analyzed the data from 7 studies involving over 9,000 women and found that the risk of depression went up significantly when women entered the perimenopausal years, a time of the highest amount of hormone fluctuation. It's not in balance. How can we improve the survival rate of perimenopausal women against the risk of depression? Some alternative physicians have suggested a substance from broccoli, cauliflower, those types of vegetables, a compound called DIB, another acronym for another long chemical name. Let's just call it DIM, D-I-M. So if you're shopping and you want a bottle of DIM, or you want to find a combination of curcumin and DIM, they're available in health food stores, DIM. Because DIM prevents or helps to prevent estrogen dominance. So if you have too much estrogen or too much estrogen in relationship to progesterone, to reduce the menopausal, perimenopausal symptoms. DIM prevents estrogen from converting to forms that can be harmful. Helps the body break down and safely excrete xenoestrogens. Now, there are some botanical mood boosters. And if I were in the condition of perimenopause, I would consider DIM along with one of these three, or combination of these three, botanical mood busters. They really stop depression or boost a better quality of attitude, get you out of the humdrum of depression and anxiety. The first herb is ashwagandha. Ashwagandha. You're going to hear a lot about that. It's being touted around the world. It's getting in short demand. People want it. It works. And it's very unique as one of the best adaptogens. It takes you out of the stress of life. It reduces stress, gives you more energy, and also it puts you to sleep. It's one of those rare plants that provide energy, like red ginseng, provides energy, but allows you to sleep better. There's a compound in ashwagandha that doctors and researchers are looking at extracting it to provide an answer for insomnia, called salmonone. Salmonone is an ingredient found in ashwagandha. I would recommend about 150 milligrams once or twice daily. St. John's wort, fantastic for mild to moderate depression. And we need daily, for the studies, we need 900 milligrams daily. And based on the studies, they recommended 300 milligrams three times a day. But after years of research on St. John's wort, they found that St. John's wort had a half-life, meaning only 50% of it was used up in a certain period of time. St. John's wort has a half-life of 24 hours. So if you take 900 milligrams at breakfast, it will take care of you through the next 24 hours. You'll not need another one until the next morning. Much better for compliance than if you just take one 900 milligram tablet. And then the other is Greek mountain tea. Builds resistance and builds resiliency, energy, well-being, just feeling good. Greek mountain tea, 500 milligrams daily. And then for the vaginal and dryness of the skin, we have to moisturize the mucous membranes. The mucous membranes of the vagina, mucous membrane, the skin is the mucous membrane, although it's the only one that's dry. And that's the way it should be. There should be a slight dryness, but also have some hydration. And omega-7 fatty acids that are extracted from sea buckthorn oil or sea buckthorn berry, the oil from the sea buckthorn berry, not from the seed of the berry, but actually from the berry itself, the pulp, the flesh of the berry. It's the only one that I can recall that the oil is not taken from a seed, but taken from the berry itself. So if you see that sea buckthorn oil is sold and there's omega-7 from the seeds, no. The seeds will contain other fatty acids like 3, like 6, like 9, but not 7. Omega-7 is wonderful for hydrating and moisturizing your body, your skin, mucous membranes, inside of the mouth, in the intestinal tract, the colon, the vagina. So it moisturizes all of these mucous membranes, including the eyes. Wonderful for dry eye relief. So with that, my friends, I've got to pause. I'm not going away. I'm coming back. I'll be here till the top of the hour. But join me again right here on Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally. And welcome back, my friends. We're here with Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally. And we're here every weekend, same time, same station. And if you want more information, you want to explore my website, TerryTalksNutrition.com. There you can listen to the radio show live, wherever you are in the world, just by going into the radio show section and click on live. But you better be on the same time we are here in the Central Standard Time of the USA. If you're on the East Coast, you're an hour ahead. If you're on the West Coast, you're 2 hours behind. So we're on at 8 o'clock. That means 6 o'clock on the West Coast, 9 o'clock on the East Coast. Or if you're in Europe, it's 7 hours. If you're in India, it's 11 and a half hours. But I have listeners in many parts of the world. But you can also listen on demand. We archive the radio shows. You can pull up any radio show that you'd like at your convenience. You can listen to it or take it with you. Take it on your hikes. Take it while you're biking. Have it in your car. You can always listen to Terry anytime you want. And I hope you are gaining good information to make changes in your life. So we're going to talk about HIIT, H-I-I-T. What are the benefits of HIIT? And from what I understand, those benefits last for years. So not only do you exercise your body, but HIIT exercises improve your brain function too. We are all tied together. Every gland, every organ is like a musical orchestra, like a symphony. So a new study finds that high intensity interval exercise, HIIT, high intensity interval exercise, not only for your muscles, but your brain too. Not only did exercise delay a decline in mental function, it improved it. They recruited 150 adults, ages 64 to 85, assigned them to one of three groups for a six-month period. High-intensity exercise. 4-minute intervals of intense activity with 3 minutes of active recovery repeated 4 times. So you work out really, really hard on a bike, treadmill, sprinting, kettlebells, 4-minute intervals of intense activity with 3 minutes of active recovery. So active recovery means you don't sit down, you walk around, you jump rope, you do something. You if you're on a bike, you just pedal slower. You don't sprint. You don't go full out. For the 4 minutes, you go full out as fast as you can. And you repeat that 4 times. Moderate intensity would be walking on a treadmill. Low intensity exercise would be balance and stretching exercises. Every participant underwent tests of mental function before the study started, and after 6 months of exercise, and when the program ended, and then a once a year for the next 5 year evaluation. Once a year for 5 years, the next 5 years, they evaluated your health. And the results of this evaluation, after doing the exercises, mental function tests for the moderate and low intensity didn't change anything. No better brain function. But the high intensity exercises saw a significant improvement, and which was sustained for the next 5 years, whether or not they continued to exercise. So you get a carryover. Exercise isn't just for the moment. It can last for many months to years longer. So always include some form of exercise. The more intense, the better. Now, I've heard from a lot of people complaining about nighttime cramps, leg cramps, and restless legs. Those come up all the time when people ask me questions. Painful legs at night. They toss and they turn and they just can't stop the legs from cramping. Well, you know, the first thing when you get a cramp in your leg, pull your toes back to your head. Keep your legs straight, but point your toes back to your head. Or get up and walk. If you get a bad cramp and the toe to head does not work, jump out of bed and start walking around. And many times this may happen after you had a day of exercise. Maybe you were on a tour someplace. Maybe you were walking a lot more than you had previously. Or maybe you had a good workout. That all shows a lack of oxygen. And up to 60% of adults experience leg cramps, cramping pain in the legs, a Charlie horse at night. Sudden sun exposure is a major trigger for muscle cramping. Now that sounds very strange, right? Why would the sun, S-U-N, why would the sun have an effect on our muscles? Well, sun triggers a boost of vitamin D production. Vitamin D sends calcium to the bones, leaving less calcium to maintain healthy, soft tissue, the muscles. And if you're calcium insufficient or deficient, you're more common to have cramps. The sun draws the calcium out of your soft tissues, your muscles. Only 1% of the calcium in your body is involved with the soft tissue or muscles of the body. 99% goes to the bone. So there's a natural solution. It's a very special form of calcium. There's a variety of forms of calcium, but I find there's only one that works on the muscles. It doesn't necessarily go to the bone, but it helps muscle contraction. And when you're getting a cramp, that's a contraction. It's compressing, binding, painful. Calcium lactate, LAC, TATE, calcium lactate. And I find the right dosage. This is not a study, this is my observation. 250 milligrams of calcium lactate with 50 milligrams of magnesium and 6 milligrams of zinc. Now that replenishes calcium to the muscles to relieve cramping and pain. Anytime when you get a constriction, it cramps. That's what a cough is. A cough is a constriction. And it constricts the bronchi. So it causes you to cough. Kids get this all the time. They don't have a cough, excuse me, they don't have a cold, a cough with a cold, but they're outside playing all day. Well, not so much anymore. Yikes. They're all sitting on their phones. Their fingers must be sore. But when kids run around like crazy and they're out in the sun, or they swam all day and they're out in the sun, the sun tends to draw all the calcium out of the soft tissue or the muscle. And not enough vitamin D is made to restore the calcium in the soft tissue, nor is there enough vitamin K2 to deliver the calcium to the bone and the soft tissue. So when they cough at night, it's not because they have a cold. If you don't see other signs or symptoms associated with cold, like a runny nose or a lot of phlegm and mucus, but they just cough. And when you give them 250 milligrams of calcium lactate with 50 milligrams of magnesium and 6 milligrams of zinc, within minutes, the coughing stops, because you're replenishing the calcium to relax the smooth muscles. Walnuts, one of the healthiest snacks imaginable. And you know it contains omega-3, so it has a lot of great benefits. One of the healthiest nuts of all. But now they also found that walnuts can reduce the risk of obesity. Researchers looked at reported dietary intake of over 19,000 teens and adults ages 12 to 39. They found that girls and young women who regularly ate any kind of nut, but especially walnuts, were much more significantly less likely to be obese versus those who didn't eat nuts. However, only 20% of teens and 40% of young adults report eating nuts. No, not beer nuts. Walnuts, pecans, almonds. And I really like the almonds that have the brown skin taken off. The brown skin contains oxalic acid, and it can be very irritating to the joints based on the acidity of the brown skin on the almonds. You can find almonds without the skin, or you can soak the almonds and remove the skin. But the skin contains a high quantity of oxalic acid. A study from last year in healthy teenagers found that 6 months of regular eating walnuts improved their attention scores and reduced the symptoms of ADHD and ADD. Walnuts contain beneficial omega-3 fatty acids that are also great for the heart. Wonderful heart health. So instead of snacking on chips and all these other, I guess, man-made snacks, naturally growing walnuts, pecans, go back to nature and eat what's natural and benefit rather than just getting the calories and a ton of salt. Now, right now, People will always find a way to make money. And if they were smart and used their ability to do a decent job, a well-paying job, they would be highly successful. But many brands of products, especially in the supplement industry, brands of vitamins and minerals, brands of curcumin, and that are expensive and well worth the expense because of the high quality that can help lower the risk of about 20 different indications. They're copying the packaging design, the boxes, all the things that take to make a product successful. They copy the successful product online because no one online cares what they sell. If it sells, they're happy. And they don't care if anybody is cheating. But there are enough people around the world copying products and putting out products that are not comparable to the high quality products. They're cheap. The packaging is cheap. There's misspelling all over the packaging. There's typos. And then when you open up the bottle that's found inside the box, it's not the same capsule or soft gel that you would normally find in a high-quality product. Actually, those products could actually be drugs and could be it could increase the risk of death. But all the online stores have not done anything to stop the counterfeit products. They're bogus. They're not anything that represents a high-quality product. They're cheating, and because many people go online, they have no idea what they're buying. If they see a brand name curcumin, and they have heard how successful it is to reduce pain or improve another 19 different indications, they want to buy it. But they don't know what it is. They don't know what the capsule looks like. They don't know what the soft gel looks like. They don't know anything about the product. They buy it, just like an adulterated product, just like a spiked product, a counterfeit product. And when you buy a counterfeit product, you lose all your money and maybe your life. If those products are spiked with some medication or something that is harmful, you're taking your life in your hands. Be aware of it. Counterfeit products can hurt people, and maybe even cause you to die or increase the risk of death. Go to the health food store and buy legitimate branded products. The health food store retailer is an approved buyer, retailer, or dealer of the products they sell. They don't sell counterfeit products. Online, it's Wild West. Nobody cares. But someday when a number of people die from a counterfeit product, it's going to make those people online stand up and wonder what's going on. So be careful. Know what you buy and know what product you're looking for. But go to the health food store where you get the best possible advice, where they can guide you to the best quality product and give you information as how to use the product successfully. So use caution when buying online, right? Here's what some of the experts say. That as many as 50% of people who regularly buy products online have accidentally purchased a counterfeit product within the last year. 50%. of all those people buying products online annually, they are regularly buying products that are a counterfeit product. Shoes, clothing, electronics, perfumes, cosmetics, even toys and jewelry are fakes. While they may not seem dangerous, counterfeiters don't follow safety standards. And these products are often contaminated with toxic chemicals, heavy metals, or illegal and unsafe ingredients. Number one reason to be suspicious is price. If a product is listed on Amazon or on eBay for a fraction of what you usually would pay for it, don't buy. Move on. It's more than likely a counterfeit. The listing is almost certainly a fake. I very rarely ever buy anything online. When I do, I go to the website of what I want to buy, and I explore the website, and I ask questions. I have bought junk online. It has a nice marketing value. The advertisement looks fantastic. They spend more money on advertising than they do on the quality of the product. I have bought things that were pure junk, a waste of time, a waste of money. You are not saving any money. You are wasting your money and potentially risking your health on a fake product. Don't trust online buying. They don't care what they sell, as long as it sells. Now, there are some good online stores, but you have to check them out. But the best way to do it is when you get a package that you bought, read it over carefully. I suspect that most of these fakes are coming out of China. They're misspelled words. They don't know how to put a sentence together. Even though they're copying, they still don't copy it correctly. So you can find reasons on the packaging that it's a fake. And if you're going to put something in your mouth and you're going to swallow it, you better be darn sure there is no risk in what you're doing. People die every day from contaminated food. Don't be one of them. What is processed meats? I'm sure most of them taste good. There's a lot of it sold. But you should probably avoid it. And why? There are many health risks of processed meats. If it's smoked, salted, cured, or shot up with chemicals and chemical preservatives, like nitrites, it is a processed meat. Like bacon. Oh, I know I just probably tore your heart out, right? But you can get uncured bacon. Hot dogs. Pepperoni. Sliced luncheon meat. Ham. Sausage. Salami. It goes on and on. In a recent report, researchers analyzed the data from over 2 million people across 20 countries and found that a regular consumption of processed meat was linked with a significant increase in the risk of diabetes. Previous studies have found that eating the equivalent of 4 pieces of bacon or 2 slices of ham daily increases the risk of colon cancer by over 30%. Want to reduce the risk of colon cancer? Well, here's how you do it. Weekly consumption of at least 5 ounces of processed meat increases the risk of dementia by over 50%. Remember I talk about choices? Here's a situation where you make a choice. You know that you can increase the risk of colon cancer by 30% by daily eating a couple of slices of ham, four pieces of bacon, which is piddly. And it also increases the risk of colon cancer by 30%, and dementia by 50%. So here's the choice. If you know you can reduce the risk of these kinds of diseases, do you want colon cancer? Now, I'm not saying everybody's going to get colon cancer if they eat processed meats. But it does increase your chances. It increases your chances by 30%. And no one wants dementia. No one wants Alzheimer's disease. But just weekly consumption of at least 5 ounces, weekly, 5 ounces in a week of processed meats increases the risk of dementia by almost 50%. There's your choice. Choose well. That's what I always say. Health is a choice. It's not because of some other reason. Basically, it's a choice. Health is a choice. I always say choose well. Because that's all you need to do. You can lower your risk of all diseases, every disease, by making the right choice. And that's what we talk about here all the time, making the right choice. Here's a choice. And we know there's health risks of processed meats. Make your choice. My friends, I'm out of time today. I'll be back here again next week, same time, same station. This is Terry Naturally, and Terry Talks Nutrition. So say a prayer for this crazy world. I'm sure you're going to see more chaos as we get into more of the months ahead. God bless you, my friends, and God bless this great country.
You can support your natural defenses, increase wellness, and propel your health to the next level in 100 days. If everyday life is a struggle, you have concerns on viral activity, or need a general shift to greater wellness, visit Family Natural Foods today. All natural products can increase immunity, bolster your first lines of defense, and help you thrive in today's fast-paced world. Enzyme Defense for Immune Health and Mucus Stop for Allergies and Congestion are on sale. Stop in today. See what Family Natural Foods can do for you. West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Bill Carroll, president of Teamsters Joint Council 389, based here in Milwaukee. They've endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and Governor Tim Walz for president and vice president.
Trump offers nothing to a regular working class person. Talking about not taxing tips and not taxing overtime. Well, you don't have to tax overtime if there is no more overtime. That's in his Project 2025.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Back again. Tri-City Services wants to warm the hearts of their neighbors by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need. Nominate your person at calltricity.com before October 18th.
Ooh, boo! Did I scare you? Probably not, but I bet your aunt's mystery casserole for the holidays is going to scare your socks off. Why take a chance on a frightening meal this holiday? Take the fear out of the holidays with El Cafe in Port Edwards. Order your favorite items, have them delivered, and relax. The holidays can be frightful enough. Call 715-887-2213. That's 715-887-2233. Let El Cafe take the fear out of your holiday.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Rescue and recovery operations continue in Florida following Hurricane